Scott, good morning. It's Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR. We're just a rocking radio station.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Oh, it's have you ever? Let me ask a question before you go any further. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever gone out like the night before and maybe had a little too much, you know, to drink? And when you come in, I mean, you actually still have some of that stuff in your head.
Oh yeah, who has?
Who has it? You're right. You know, and so it can happen to people. No, it's just wonderful.
What
being
are you
a
trying candidate. To say, Tim?
I just don't understand why you're in such a good mood this morning.
Oh, I'm just a carryover.
You're doing great. Ryan's here, man. He is just jazzed today. He's laughing, grinning. Normally, he's not that way. Normally, waking up early doesn't agree with him. But today is in a great mood, so it's great to see him here. He's like the silent producer, you know. I like to get interaction going with Brad and Ryan and Todd that are all here. So anyway, all right, how can I help you, pal?
I am converting my attached garage into a family room. And my wife and I are considering putting in radiant floor heating. But we're putting three big French doors in to let lots of light in and stuff. So I only have a 1.5-inch sill on the doors. Can I put radiant heating flooring with hardwood, 3/4-inch hardwood floor over that within 1.5 inches?
Yes.
Okay.
But
how do I do that?
Well, I say yes. I'm going to say maybe. Okay, I'm going to say maybe. There are products out there. Now, what the hardwood floor, is it going to be, is it a floating floor that, like, snaps together and just floats?
I mean, it was going to be, like, a 2-inch panel and its tongue and groove, and they nail together, so you nail them down into the floor. We're going to match the rest of our house.
I know,
so
but
it's hardwood.
But
it wouldn't be floating. It would be sitting. It would be nailed down.
Well, the answer that so this garage floor that this is a garage, right? Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the garage has got to be concrete right now.
That's right. It's concrete.
And so you said you've only got the maximum you can raise the floor up right now is 2 inches, right?
1.5 inches.
1.5 inches.
Yeah.
So
that's the thickness of the sill on my doors that I've installed.
Okay. And of course, you're not thinking about nailing the hardwood to the concrete, so you're only just going to put 3/4-inch furring strips in.
I was thinking about putting like 5/8-inch furring strips in with the with 1/2-inch PEX tubing in between, and then nailing my hardwood floor into the furring strips. And I guess my question was, would that work?
Well. Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, the problem is there's all kinds of issues. I mean, it might work. There are other products out there that are like electric that actually would fit between the furring strips, like almost like heating pads. I would say it's a big maybe. The danger is, here's the danger, is that you are, if you make a mistake, because remember, these... For this radiant system to work, you know, it's got to, you're going to have to loop it in such a way that you're creating a pathway through the whole system, so that you get this even heating. If you have a nail go through that tubing, you know, you've got a problem. So that's the biggest danger when you decide to put a nail down surface over a radiant type system.
Okay.
You know, so just all I would say is just keep that in mind. There was a struggle going on between the radiant flooring industry and the radiant heating industry and the hardwood flooring industry, but those issues have since been patched up. In other words, there are really pretty good guidelines that are out there for how to put a hardwood floor over radiant heating and not have any problems with the hardwood. You know, you also have to be very, very careful about that. In other words, you're going to have to get you know it's really critical that you have the heating system working before you put the flooring down. It's super important that you bring the wood into the space and lay it out so that it acclimates for 3, 4, 5, 6 days. And also you have to use narrow flooring like you're intending to use. I mean, the problem is are you just going to use traditional hardwood flooring, strip flooring?
Yes, that's what I was planning on.
Okay, well, you know, the problem that you're going to have, just keep this in mind, the way that traditional hardwood floor strip flooring comes is that it is random in length.
Yeah.
It is totally random. And where you will have two pieces butting up against one another is not always going to fall on a... It's not always going to fall on one of your furring strips.
Okay.
You know, now, that's not the end of the world, because the way that traditional hardwood flooring is made is not only is it tongue and groove on the long edges, it's tongue and groove on the little, you know, the butt ends as well.
Okay.
So you shouldn't have any movement there. But just keep in mind that that's a slight issue.
Okay.
So what I would do, if I was going to do anything, I would call two of the hardwood flooring people here in town, two of the bigger ones, and talk to them. Like, I would call Schumacher down in Newport and ask him if he's had any issues, you know, with putting radiant, you know, floor or hardwood flooring over radiant heating.
Okay.
And I would absolutely, I wouldn't even think. I mean, who's going to put the radiant system in? You?
I was thinking about it. Yeah. I've gone online, and there's lots of places online that sell you the stuff and do all the engineering and tell you how much layout you need based off your R values and all that
right.
stuff.
That's
so
right. Yeah,
about it.
Yeah. It's a big science. I'm telling you, it's not a do-it-yourself thing. One of the things I would absolutely do is call here in town and see if you can locate any of the contractors that have installed it. You know,
okay.
to say, am I crazy here in doing this? And what kind of problems? Or I would go online to some of these associations. Like, I mean, I'll give you an example. There's an association called the Radiant Panel Association.
Okay.
And they're just all about radiant floor heating. I mean, I get their newsletter every month. And if you can't find them, you email me and I'll get you the link to them. Okay.
Okay. That's great.
And I bet you that they will have some type of chat board or chat room or message board or forum at their website. And I would be all over that place, you know, because it's a bunch of professionals, and I would be asking a ton of questions like, is this going to work? What should I be careful of? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I love radiant heating. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, real quickly. Yes.
Over the concrete, I need to put a vapor barrier. And,
yes.
Is there anything that's paintable that can go on that will serve as my vapor barrier, or do I have to use like a... felt or a polyethylene glued down?
I would use, I mean, have you gone to my website and read the columns that I have about vapor retarders?
I did not check that because I was looking at the radiant stuff. So
okay, well, go to askthebuilder.com,
okay.
Go all the way down to the bottom on the left-hand side. You'll see a category called vapor retarders. The answer is absolutely yes. I would buy one of the newer ones that meets that ASTM standard. I think it's 1745, and they're available. These are usually cross-laminated. You just lay it down. In other words, you'll clean the concrete floor. You're going to lay that down first.
Okay.
You're going to then put in your furring strips. Okay.
Okay.
And of course, you have to create some type of spacing at the end so that you can continue your radiant flooring loop. And
sure.
Then you're going to put your tubing down, and it's a done deal.
Cool.
So you don't have to glue it down. You just lay it down, and you're going to be in good shape.
Sounds great.
But you've got to have a really, really good one. If you don't, you're going to have nightmares with that hardwood flooring.
All right. Thanks for all the help.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling.